And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Hour number three is upon us on this little chillier Thursday here in Colorado, but hey, it'll be warm again tomorrow, so and before long, winter will hit and white stuff will fly.
Fall, we wear a sweater. Snell's teaching us, okay,
right.
Let's start moving the shorts and going to the
sweater. That's right.
Start moving the closets around.
All right, we got a lot to talk about today, several things. I got some things on my list that aren't on your list, so to start with, just to make sure that I get listeners, because I've had some folks actually asking, so I want to make sure anytime a listener asks, I always want to make sure I get things handled. So I've had a couple of people asking, you know, we've got two different sponsors, Mighty Hand and Enchanted Kitchens.
Right.
Okay. Mighty Hand does, you know, roofs, yes, and windows and siding and all this other stuff, and some expansions and, you know, shop. They'll build you a
decks
garage, shop, decks, whole, yeah, whatever, the whole nine yards, Northern Colorado. Enchanted Kitchens, of course, does kitchens. We talk about them all the time. So I've had different people asking, okay, when you have Kurt on, I want to know, how does all of that work? So that if I've got a current mortgage, how does it work? How can I get some money out, go get the things done that I need? Maybe I want a new windows and a kitchen. So how do I make all of that work and coordinate that and make it all happen? And they knew you were, you know, okay, Kurt's coming Thursday. I'll get specifically how this all works. But I had questions on that, so I want to make sure I get that answer before we do anything else.
One of the things that we're going to talk about, the asset manager, because it works better than any other loan. If you have a house that's, let's say, worth $500,000,
okay,
and you owe $250,000.
Okay, so you have $250,000 in equity, roughly.
Yeah, you need $50,000 to $100,000 to upgrade your home.
Okay, so you want to go from a
$250,000 to $350,000.
You take the $100,000 and you can put that into your home.
Correct.
Okay.
What many people are used to doing is go and get a second mortgage and start paying on it before they spend the, before they do the work.
Okay.
So you're spending and paying interest when it's not necessary. What the asset manager does, it allows you to borrow that $400,000. So now you got $150,000. Then you can negotiate with these people that are doing the work too, and only make payments on the money you spend when you spend it.
As you go along.
That's right. So it has a tendency to save you money and actually give you more flexibility.
Correct, because you can pay it back faster.
That's right. And the rates are lower on the asset manager than they are on a second mortgage.
Gotcha.
In most cases.
Now, the other option would be, too, if somebody's got that kind of equity and maybe they've got, I don't know, 18 years left on a 30-year mortgage, you could recast that mortgage. And it depending upon what their current rate is, you could recast that mortgage. And instead of maybe having 18 years left, maybe now they've got 22 years left. But they still get the money out. They need to do the fix-up. Their payment doesn't change. They just have a longer term to pay, right?
Correct.
So they could also do that method.
That is correct.
And I think a lot of people get stuck into, well, I got to do 15 or 30. No,
you
don't.
17, 12, 23. You can pick your term.
Whatever works for them, right?
Yeah. Wherever you find that payment. I have people all the time that have been in a loan 5, 6 years now calling me back, and I can lower the rate. They say, that, well, what if I don't extend the term? Well, your payment's still $170 a month less, and you haven't extended the term.
You're still 20 years left.
23
or
24,
whatever,
yeah,
it happens to be.
So, yeah, right now, all the lenders have customized terms that you can put in there. Just figure it out for you.
Okay, so everybody listening, we have ways, or I should say Kurt has ways, where if there's some things around the house that you want to do, because I have another question for Kurt along those lines, which I'm sure some of you out there listening are going to ask the same thing. So real quick, let's say that you get this done.
Right.
No matter how you slice it up, you've now got this $100,000, you can go do the fix-up on the house you want to do.
Correct.
How does, and I know people are thinking, okay, if it appraises for $500 today, but I'm going to add $100,000 and all these fix-up things, is the house now worth $575, $600, and how does that work after the fact?
Yes, the value, depending on what you do, and we've talked about this on other shows, you know, 95 cents, 98 cents on the dollar for kitchens and bathrooms, you know, basements are going to give you about 85 cents. So depending on what you do, so at the end of that, the money you spend, you still kept the equity.
Okay.
Because some people think, well, I'm losing my equity. Well, no, you're not. You're building it back by doing the work. You still have the equity. You're still in a safe position.
Yeah, and if you can add $100,000, for example, of fix-ups to the house.
Right.
But you're getting 90 cents on the dollar back from that.
So you get 90 grand.
You're getting 90 grand of the 100, but you get to live in a lot nicer house, too.
Yeah, instead of doing it to sell it, you can do it and live in it for a while.
And
still
then
make
sell
the
it
money
down the road.
That's
now, the key exactly there, and this is a different topic for a different day, but Kurt can chime in on this. Providing this, there's one caveat. You got to do things to the house that you know somebody down the road would also like. So, you know, if you're really into purple, that may be all fine and dandy, but I would highly recommend you don't put in purple countertops.
It's not going to help the
correct. Because in that case, you're not going to get the value out of what you just did because the next person coming in. So this is where folks like, you know, Mighty Hand and Enchanted Kitchens come along and say, wait a minute, that's really trendy right now. And you may like that and it may work for the next 3, 4, 5 years. But as we get beyond that, that may not be the trend in 5 years. So that's where they can help you with some of those things.
That, and that was one of my thoughts about it. If you're going to want purple countertops, make the decision you're going to live there for 10 to 20 years to get the benefit
of it. Yeah, you're going to have to outlive that thing.
You got to outlive that because it's not going to help you.
Yeah, in that case, you
like shag carpet that people put in.
In that case, you just did spend that $50K, let's say, for an example, on yourself, which, yes, by the way, I'm not opposed to. It's your money.
It's your
if
house.
If that's what you want to do and spend it and do whatever, you know, knock your socks off. That's your deal. But if you're doing this thinking that you may sell in the next 4 or 5 years and you're trying to maximize those returns, well, then you've got to do things that are more universal.
That is correct.
Make sense?
Yes, it does. Very much so. And the guys at Mighty Hands in the Enchanted Kitchen, they can help say, well, if you went over here, this will outlast 3 to 5 years.
Correct.
They'll give you the right advice.
Correct. And again, and by the way, folks, that comes into even appliance choices in the whole nine yards. There's a lot of, I watch this stuff on a regular basis. There's a ton of trendy things that are out there. There always is. That's how these people sell things. And that's fine. More power to them. Just be careful what trend you go down that path of.
Yeah.
That's all. Because some trends don't last very long.
No, they don't.
And some cycle back, by the way. By the way, one that we've never seen come back, which I'm very, very thankful for, shag green carpet never has come back, thankfully. Thank God.
And remember the green and yellow countertops?
Yeah.
And the floors?
Yeah. I'm glad those have not come back. Lime green appliances? Remember those? Olive green appliance. Tell me how trendy that is.
I actually have a neighbor that lives across the street. He'll get upset at me for saying this. He thinks his house is worth a whole lot of money. He still has the same shag carpet. He still has the same green countertops and refrigerators and appliances.
Unless somebody's retro, no. There's not any value there.
He's not good. And he says, well, it all works. People aren't going to pay that kind of money for that.
No. And again, folks, these are things that, you know, folks like myself, I mean, I watch these things. I've made money on houses over the years, buying and selling. And there's just certain things you do and watch, and you just have to be careful. And again, this is where the team that we've got, from Kurt to Enchanted Kitchens to Mighty Hand, these guys can help you make the right choices. But I wanted to get those answers out because, you know, Kurt has many ways, not one.
That's right.
Multiple ways where he can help you get those things done, handled, improve the value of your house, have more fun living in it.
Yes.
You know, and enjoy, you know, in other words, enjoy your house. Now, here's where some of the savings comes in. I talk about this a lot as well. Let's say you do redo the kitchen and you're starting to use it more than you are currently and you're not eating out as much. Number one, your health is going to be better.
Yes.
Number two, your pocketbook will probably be better because it costs money to eat out. You can always eat in cheaper.
It's amazing how when you quit eating out, all of a sudden you have more money in the bank.
Yeah. So again, I think
$10 here, $12 here.
So if you look at even that 10% cushion of what you're not getting all the money back on a kitchen upgrade, trust me, in a 5-year period, I guarantee you I can do the math and that 10 grand will come back to you if you're using the kitchen more than you currently are.
Yep.
That's how this works, folks.
I actually had a client that has had the asset manager, and he had available to him 125, so he took out about 75, redid his kitchen, redid his floors. Kept the house about 18 months. With the increase in value, his home went up $130,000.
So he made it back.
So he turned around and redid it again so he could have that extra line still available. His payments never changed. They were the same thing, but he just freed himself because he built that extra equity in the loan.
Okay. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about COVID, how it's affecting some of these things and qualifications and so on. We'll get into that with Kurt. If you have a question, by the way, for Kurt, some of what we just handled, if I didn't get that done correctly and you've got another question, please feel free. Give Kurt a call. We've got him here until really right before 6 o'clock. So call us. We'll get your question answered, 303-477-5600. Gino's Auto Service, though, is next. Great guys, by the way. Steve Horvath, who, by the way, has been with Kurt as well, and it's just a big family here at KLZ. So if you need anything when it comes to the vehicle that you're driving, the needs of it, getting ready for winter, these guys at Geno's can help you out. It's 303-794-6700, genosautoservice.com. Don't forget, that's Geno's with a J. All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers sitting with me for this hour. He does this once a month. We talk about not just mortgages, but how you all can use what you have. This is a big deal for me. How do you take what you have and create more of it? And that's there's ways Kirk can actually help you with that. And it's really just a matter of sitting down, having a chat. And we through the break here, we're just going through a lot of the different individuals that I have sent Kurt's way. And I will tell you right now, folks, I have not sent a single person to Kurt, whether it be for a regular traditional mortgage or especially for the asset manager loan, that they have not come back and said, yeah, best thing I ever did. And again, for those of you that maybe are, you know, you're interested in the asset manager, you hear us talk about it, you don't know all the details, best thing is just get with Kurt, sit down, have him show you how it works. Or you know, same token, if you've got questions, I have it. I can show you how it works as well. If you want to know more about it, just let me know as well, and I'd be happy to share with you how it works. It's really not that complicated. It works.
It really does. Bottom I've had line. It for 13 years.
It works. Bottom line. So, all right. So how has COVID affected, you know, folks that are trying to qualify? I know there's a lot of folks out there where there's some things that have happened. Some have jobs, some don't. How is this affecting all of that?
COVID's affected two different segments of the market. First of all, it's affected self-employed.
Okay.
Because if you're self-employed and all of a sudden your income has gone down a little bit, the lenders won't count any. And I know you don't seem to think that that's fair, but the lenders determine everything by risk. So let's say you made $10,000 a month, and now all of a sudden you're making $8,000 a month. The lender won't count the $8,000 a month because it's the declining income. They're saying, we don't know where it's going to stop. You may be out of business in a year with COVID. Mm. You're done. That's gotcha. For self-employed people. There's gotcha. Ways around that, but that's for self-employed. Where it affects other people is if you're on commissions, if you're on bonuses, anything like that or overtime. The lenders are now requesting that they get a verification of employment written from the lender, from the your employer, and then a verbal the day before. And if they don't match up, if there's issue, and they're seeing that those items are going down, it's not the W-2 income.
Gotcha.
It's that extra money that you've been – maybe you're not getting the overtime. Now, all of a sudden, they won't count any.
Gotcha.
If it went from 50 hours to 45, they won't count the five.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
So those are the things that COVID has affected.
Okay. Doug and Alt, you're next. What's going on, Doug?
Hey, gentlemen. I'm supposed to close on a house come Monday.
Okay.
And we found out late that it was actually a manufactured house rather than a modular, but it's out on 9 acres out in Weld County. And I'm wondering, everything's in good shape, carpet and linoleum, but it's dated and cabinets. And then I want to have an outdoor kitchen. Where should I start? What's the bang for the buck?
If you're doing a manufactured home, there's a few lenders that will do that. Probably 70% of the lenders won't even do a manufactured, even if it's on a permanent foundation. They just kind of guide themselves away from it. There are lenders that will do those, and they will do them up to 90, 95%. FHA will do them all the way up to 96%. If you're buying it, to start with, I don't know how much money you're putting down in it, but there may be I'm surprised that they tell you after so long that you're closing money, now all of a sudden they can't do it because it's a manufactured. They should have known that right from the beginning.
We did have to switch. The owner didn't even know it was manufactured. The county had it listed wrong. But we've got the lending all figured out, finally.
Good,
okay.
Good.
But as far as renovations, to you know, make it worth more and make it, like you said earlier, something that I
sure.
really enjoy.
Sure.
Where do I start? Do I do the outdoor kitchen and
no.
patio, or
no.
do I redo the kitchen?
The kitchen.
Yeah, the inside first.
Do the inside first.
Yeah, and the reason for that, Doug, is you know the outside is a lot of preference. I mean, some people like smoking. Some people like a grill. Some people want a griddle. I mean, there's all sorts of choices there where when you get inside, it's pretty standard. I mean, yeah, you can go gas oven or you know, gas stove versus electric stove versus magnetic or induction and all that. But, you know, really those are kind of minor differences, and most people will live whatever choice, you know, you choose on down the road. Plus, you know, it's really whatever you like to cook with. The outside really gets unique to just you.
It's luxury.
It really is. It's kind of a luxury. It's like, for example, having a swimming pool. Everybody thinks, oh, I want a swimming pool, and it's going to add value to my house. Depending on the buyer, it may actually devalue the house.
Yep.
Depends on who wants to buy the house. Outdoor kitchens can kind of be that same way if they're not done correctly. But I would start on the inside and work my way out. Always, you know, for everybody listening, always do your livable space first.
Yes. Kitchen, floors, bathrooms.
That's right. What you live in is always first.
Great. That makes perfect sense. Do I get rid of everything is carpet except for the kitchen and bathrooms? Do I just refloor the entire house?
That's a personal preference.
I hate carpet. So you're talking to the wrong guy, Doug. I hate carpet. I like nice hard floors mainly because of and if you being on 9 acres, I'm on 5. What I do and where I'm at most of the time, I don't want to come in the house and take shoes off every single time I walk in. So I like hard right. surfaces because they're easy to clean, take care of, maintain, and I don't have to take my bloody shoes off every time I want to walk in the house and use the bathroom.
They're much more durable. They can handle the dirt from coming
Correct.
In outside.
Correct.
Get a little sponge, clean, you're fine.
Exactly. Where carpet, you know, as you know, it's a totally different ball game. You end up cleaning them more often. I also have, you know, I can have, I don't always, but I can have issues with allergies and things like that. And what I find with hardwood and hard surfaces, you know, stone, tile, hardwood, whatever, is a lot of that, Doug, goes away because you can keep things that much cleaner.
Yes.
Right. Makes sense.
So that's me. That's why I'm a hard surface guy. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's cold and it's hard on. Well, I get up, put my shoes on in the morning. Who cares? Big deal.
But that'll have throw rugs down. It's not that big a deal.
Well, you know, I just don't walk around much with bare feet or even socks on, Doug. I'm just one of those guys where I get up in the mornings early, I start my day and put my shoes on. Big deal.
Yeah.
Right. So, and given it's a manufactured house, I probably should stay away from any huge renovations or definitely, you know, elaborate remodels like the, you know, totally changing the kitchen.
I strongly agree with that statement. Yes.
Yeah, because okay.
you improve it, but don't change it.
Unless you can get things renovated enough to where you get away from the manufactured listing, which I don't know how that can ever happen. I don't think it ever would.
I don't
would.
Think that's possible.
No, I don't either.
Not. Nope.
That's the one downside you'll have is
because
that.
The way it's built.
Right. Now, and by the way, okay, not so saying, and for everybody listening, not saying they're bad. There's a no. lot of great, solid manufactured homes on the market that honestly will probably outlast a traditional home, but it's just the way they're listed.
Yep. The way they come out.
This one is nice. The inspector was actually impressed, 2x6 walls and all that stuff.
Oh, by the way, there's some pre-manufactured homes even that have, you know, a log look and all sorts of other things to them that, again, frankly, are probably better than a lot of regular stick homes. But, again, because we've always known, how should I say this, because for years and years and years, manufactured homes were typically not as high a quality as a regular stick home. But that's changed. Unfortunately, the mortgage world and how that side is listed has not caught up to what we're talking about. Am I right,
Kurt?
He is correct. There are some beautiful two-story manufactured homes. And when I saw those, I said, that's a manufactured.
You wouldn't know it.
No. 300,000, two-story.
That's right.
2,500 square feet. It's a beautiful place.
But if it's listed that way, it's a problem.
It eliminates lenders. They don't want to get into the game.
Now, as time goes by, Doug, will that change? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Hard to say.
I think with the shortage of houses and the shortage of space and the lower income houses, that can fill that void, and I believe it will in time.
All right. Well, there you go.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're very welcome.
My elaborate plan.
No, away you Thanks. Go, Doug. You know, and the best thing is you got 9 acres, so you can't buy. You know, they ain't making more land, so there you go.
This is true.
Well done, Bye. Doug. Thanks. Appreciate the phone call. And by the way, folks, everybody listening, I you know, everybody's got a personal preference when it comes to, you know, certain things in the house and so on. But I also know this from all the things I've done over the years when it comes to houses. If you do the right, and I know they're hard surfaces, and a lot of people don't like hard surfaces, but I will tell you this, they typically aren't that hard to sell because people know you can dress up a hard surface with throw rugs and all Yep. sorts of other things. When it comes to carpet, though, if they don't like that carpet, the shape it's in, the look it is, the color, whatever, they know they're automatically replacing that, and that's a nick against you.
Yep.
Right? Am I saying that correctly?
I agree with you completely.
So, again, that's another reason why, for me, I'm just a hard surface guy. I like the hard surfaces.
Yeah, we switched ours over about 6 years ago, and I just love it.
In my opinion, it's the only way to go. Yep. So I wouldn't do one. If I was building a brand new house today, I wouldn't do it any differently. Yep. It's just me speaking. So, all right, we'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. And anything you need for your vehicle, don't forget right now, as I said earlier, they got a free second opinion. Tires are at cost plus the $70 Cooper tire rebate. 15% off all repairs. Just mention Rush to Reason, KLZradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Ascent Health Center is next. Dr. Julie Marchio, she joins us every Wednesday. But if you just don't feel well or you're looking to lose weight, you've picked up a few pounds through COVID, whatever the case, she can help you with that. Just call at 303-343-8800 or visit her at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
Hey, folks, your house is one of your biggest assets, and when you get to retirement, that can be a part of that. And you need to know just how is that going to function? Do you want the house paid off? Do you want to have some equity in it? Are you going to use that equity? Are you going to downsize? These are all questions also that Al Smith can help you with. He is a financial advisor. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers. And, hey, thanks a lot for the phone calls, by the way. If you've got any questions at all when it comes to, hey, what should I do with my home next? Where should I buy? What are home values doing? You know, how should I make all of this work? First of all, that's what Kurt does on a regular basis. You can always call him, 720-895-0500. But you were telling me something during the break about values.
About what?
Values. Denver.
Yes. The value of the homes right now are the highest they've ever been. And if you, and I'm not trying to talk you into refinancing, but think about borrowing money at 2.5% to 3%. There's so many other things you can do with that to build your portfolio so much cheaper and still leave equity to your kids or money to your. There's just so many ways you can
do
that.
And no offense, stop worrying about the kids and do what you need to do. Kids will make it on their own. If you're teaching them right, they'll make their own money.
Yeah, yeah. Like right? We mentioned this, teach them how to fish, not give them the fish.
Yeah, you know, not saying that you shouldn't, you know, help your kids out and, you know, leave a good future and all that. I mean, I think that's very biblical. But, you know, on the same token, you need to teach them how to live.
That's got more value to it.
Way more value. So, all right. So what's the process when it comes to, you know, loan approvals, you know, as far as the entire process? Walk us through. So two ways, because I know there's two ways this works. One, on a refi, let's start there, because a lot of folks are listening are probably be interested in the refi side of it, but then we also need to talk about a new loan on a new piece of property.
First of all, the refis are going to take you twice to almost three times as long as the purchase, simply because purchases have to close quicker. They force feed them. They put them at the top
of
the pile.
Because there's a transaction happening,
there's a time frame going
on. Gotcha.
So those things are going to happen faster.
Okay.
On a refinance, you're seeing 30 days from most lenders just for the underwriter to look at the loan. So the process starts with the application.
Okay.
You can expedite the process is when you're asked to provide documents. Make sure you provide all the documents. And I understand when a broker like myself or another broker asks you to give bank statements and you got six pages and page six is blank, you don't give it. It doesn't work. When the lender sees page one of six, they want all six pages.
Right. Even because they don't know it's blank.
They don't know it's blank. They don't want just partials of tax returns. They want the whole tax returns. Why do you need W-2s if you got a tax return?
Even though they can't read the tax return, they no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
And some people will say, I gave you the tax return, you don't need the W-2. Lenders,
they're checking off boxes, folks.
That's right. And right? Everything that they're doing is they're looking for fraud. Because there's still a lot of people committing fraud.
I want to make sure
if
things
the W-2 doesn't match the tax return, yeah, which matches right. the tax transcript, it's a problem.
It's not that they're going through and really, you know, combing over your tax return. What they're doing is making sure everything matches. In other words, if you've got a tax return as a, you know, well, let me rephrase this. If your tax return shows several K-1s and some other entities that are a part of what's coming into your income, they're going to say, well, okay, wait a minute. Where are these? What are these entities and what do they look like and have they been consistent income-wise and so on and so forth, correct?
Correct. Matter of fact, I have people that have businesses that they've done nothing in for 5 or 6 years and they want to know why I need a P&L. Well, the lender doesn't know you haven't done anything.
No.
You have to sign a statement saying, I've not done anything, my P&L says this. These are just requirements. They're not going to go forward without them because they're looking for somebody to commit fraud. Right. To be honest, it's about risk, especially now with COVID. So the process normally will take 30 days for the underwriter to view it. While that goes on, we order the appraisal, we order the title, and we get the payoffs. This is for a refinance. Once all of those come together and the initial approval comes, then the loan moves much faster. We right now, all the lenders have taken their locks from 30 days and gone to 45 days because they know it's going to take a little bit longer. Now, if you want to talk about a purchase, those are going to get approved in 4 to 5 to 6 days. Then that whole process moves, and you can close those in still 3 to 4 weeks because it's a purchase.
And I assume that that's the same whether you're doing a 30-year, 15-year, or an asset manager on a new loan. All of those are going to go much faster.
Asset manager is a little bit slower on the either refinance or purchase. But on the rest of them, yes. But there's so many people, seriously, in the pipeline for the asset manager nationwide. They're at 40. I'm serious. They're at 40 days. I've never seen them this slow. And they're hiring underwriters to make it faster, and they can't get caught up.
Good for them, actually.
I mean, people are picking up on that loan.
That's
surprise.
Good. Yeah, it's not a surprise because the thing works. So, okay, so there's application, pre-submission.
Right.
Submission.
Yes.
This is all on your part.
That's all on our part.
An initial review. That's on the underwriter
side, right? That's that 20 to 30 days.
And then they may come back and say, yeah, I need proof of X, or I need
updated
this,
bank statements, or I need updated pay stubs proving you're still working.
Okay.
Like I said before, we need verbal verification that you have the job, those kind of things.
Okay. CD, CTC.
Okay, CD is what's called a closing document. And several years ago, so that you're not surprised at the close, the federal government came out and said that the CD cannot change, and you must receive it 3 days prior to close.
Okay.
So in order for you to close on a loan, you have to have that 3 days prior to. The only thing that can change on that form is your escrows, taxes and insurance, depending on the days. The CTC means, okay, we're done. We've sent the documents to the title company for them to draw them together. That can happen 6 to 12 hours before the actual close.
Okay.
But it has to happen before the close because that's when the lender sends the money to the title company so they can transfer that money for ownership.
Okay. Why do some lenders, and this is a question that I've had in the past, why do they keep asking for the same things?
Because they'll get something and it will alarm. For example, let's say you turn in a bank statement and all of a sudden you make $70,000 a year and you have this 1 month you deposited $10,000. And the deposit doesn't show what it's for. It just shows a deposit of 10. because of the anti-money laundering laws, they now have to go deeper. Where'd it come from? And you say, oh, it came from this, and you've run across this. It came from this account. Well, we didn't ask you for that account. We only needed this one. Well, now we need that account because we got to see where the money is. We have to track the money
flow
to make sure it's not from terrorists.
Yeah, make sure I'm not a drug dealer or terrorist.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's why that stuff happens.
That's really what it boils down to, correct?
And the same thing with pay stubs. Are you all of a sudden now making less money? Did you lose your bonus? Those kind of things. They're just verifying what they got to make sure it's accurate to the close.
Okay. Conditions. And a lot of times they'll come back and they'll say, oh, we'll write the loan, but we need XYZ.
We need higher insurance, for example. Sometimes you don't have enough insurance on your house. Okay. You think you do, but the lender wants 125% coverage of the value of the home, not the land, but the home. Some people don't have that. They have 100 or 110. So they'll come back with different conditions. They may want more documentation about, well, 5 years ago, your name was on this house. Do you still own it? Because they're not showing it ever got sold.
Gotcha.
It's amazing to people how much the lender can find out about you that you had no idea. They have back doors to nationwide.
Yeah, that's that dark web thing they've got access to,
well,
or something.
One of them is called MERS. MERS will always track any home you've ever bought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They know.
They know. And they want to know why.
Yeah. And if the answer is, well, I lived there 5 years and sold it. Okay, there's your answer.
Yeah.
Big deal. Right?
They just want to know. They want a letter of explanation.
Okay. Let's talk about appraisal. Oh, and by the way, some of that last questioning was, some people would say, well, why didn't the broker or underwriting know all that on the front side? Why is that coming in last minute?
We don't spend the time to go through and pay all the money to go through the tracking system when the lender does it. It only comes up about maybe 10, 15% of the time. It's extremely expensive. That's why the lender does it at the very end.
Okay.
It's their responsibility because they're loaning the money.
Gotcha.
We can get a good idea. We can do some local searches, but we can't go back 5, 10, 15 years.
That's what they
That's an expensive program you got to pay for.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
My cost would go up, and you don't want to pay it.
You don't want to do that. Okay. Appraisals. Let's talk about that, because that's another thing that there's lacking in individuals right now, which, by the way, is a side note. Have you ever thought of a really good career? You know, being being an appraiser, not a bad career choice, folks.
Especially nowadays.
Two things, by the way. Two. Just different things. And we're going to try to get one of these on Fix It Radio. But one being an appraisal, two being a home inspector.
Right.
Both of those, not a bad gig, guys.
No, anybody buying a home is going to have it inspected.
Not a bad
gig. At least
they
should know. And, that, you know, it's $300 to $400 minimum. And appraisals, normally $500 to $600 for the appraiser. You do two a day.
Not a bad gig. Do the math.
That's $5,000. I mean, it adds up pretty quick.
Not a bad gig. I've noticed the last couple of appraisals that I had done on my house, just a side note, this is another question I think comes up as well, is why is the guy driving up to my house have out-of-state plates?
Because they can't find enough in-state.
Yeah, thank you.
Over 60% of the appraisers out there are over 50 years old.
Say that again?
Over 60% of the appraisers out there are over 50 years old.
Wow. So really, folks, there's a huge opportunity for young people to become appraisers.
Same thing as plumbers and carpenters and electricians.
It's a trade.
It's a trade, and it's a problem. That's why they're able to charge what they charge, because there's a time for, you can't find enough of them. And right now, that's an issue. And they can, to be honest, they can charge whatever they want. I have a client that's up close to you in Boulder. And because of his location and the size of his home, what was normally $800 and we wanted it quick, they wanted to charge him $2,600 to get his appraisal within 5 days.
Wow.
If he wanted the loan, that's what he had to pay.
Wow.
I think it's extortion.
I think it is too, but what do you do?
Yeah, you can file a complaint, but they have the right to do that.
Yeah, if they're having to put a bunch of other people behind. And they're having to do different things out of their normal routine to make that happen.
Well, it's a bigger home. You know, it was a $2 million house, and there's finding comps. There's more work to it.
There's a lot more work.
But not $2,600.
Probably not. But folks, send your kids to be an appraiser.
It truthfully is a good profession.
You probably make a pretty decent living.
Yeah,
I know there's some ups and downs in that world as well, but
there isn't any job that pays good money.
Good
there point. Is, and if you're making $100,000 a year, you're going to have some conditions that you don't like.
Yeah, well said. Okay, well said. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you got any questions for us, we got one more segment left, 303-477-5600. Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Flesh, by the way, great guy. He'd love to help you out with all of your legal needs. Doesn't matter what it is. Just give Kevin a call. He's a lot like Kurt. He'll just sit, chat, and figure out what he can do for you. 303-806-8886.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law.
So you're required now to wear a mask.
Yes.
So you go to the restaurant, says wear the mask, so you wear the mask. You enter in, though, and now you got to fill out this form. It's all this contact tracing stuff.
Yes.
What's legal? What's not? What should you do? What shouldn't you do?
I would put down all the wrong information.
So you would go eat dinner there and just fill it out incorrectly?
Yep, I did it last night. They asked me for my cell phone number and I gave them the wrong number. So you have every right not to. Or you have every right to give them the information that isn't accurate.
If you've never been in before, they're asking you for the info, it's the first time you've been in, just give them the wrong info.
Right.
I'm Bill Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not applying for a mortgage.
No,
I'm getting a burger.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why I was there to meet a potential new client. I had some chips and salt. Salsa and water. I don't think I need to. I have contact tracing with my Chili's.
It's not that big a deal.
Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Common sense legal advice. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886.
Novus Auto Glass, and great people, by the way. They can fix a crack up to a foot long. They can fix a chip, a pit. They can replace the glass. They can fix the headlights, make those all good again. You name it, they'll do it. Kurt's raising his hand over here. They're just good people, are they not?
They were great people. It was outstanding service.
Fabulous, folks. Just find a location near you. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus. N-O-V-U-S.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers again with me, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Anything you need when it comes to your mortgage, give Kurt a call. Conrad is next. Conrad, what's going on?
Hey, brother. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Goya's with me, too. We got something that's kind of a pet peeve that's really been bugging us lately. We listen to you guys religiously and also KCOL, and they've got all these nasty Hickenlooper, anti-Cory Gardner, anti-Trump commercials going on. Are we going to see anybody to counteract that, or how come are these guys forking up enough money to get the advertisement, or what?
As far as the counter, I can't tell you on the counter side of it what's happening because I don't control that, but the law is, if even you or anybody out there wanted to buy a political ad, doesn't matter what party you're with, you could be with the Communist Party. And the reality is, if you want to buy a political ad on any radio station, doesn't matter what format it is, by law, that station has to sell you airtime, period.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That's the law.
This thing is really low and underhanded. They're doing that on our stations that we list all conservative radio on.
Well, and all I can say there, Conrad, is they must not be doing as well as they all think they would, or they wouldn't need that conservative vote. So they're advertising on those stations to try to garner that conservative vote. And I do think there's a big mistake being made on the conservative side by not countering those ads. That's my feeling.
I agree completely.
So,
all right. Well,
side
course,
note.
Thank
you guys very much. Gloria, have a great evening, guys. Really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Take care. But, yeah, folks, that's the way that works, where anybody that – it doesn't matter who you are, if you're a political candidate and you want to run an ad, and if a PAC even wants to run an ad, The reality is,
they got to sell it.
By the way, Congress made that law. Go figure. But keep this in mind as well, folks. Real quick, just a little side note: the airwaves are not owned by the stations that are on those airwaves. They are leased. Those frequencies are leased from the federal government. So the reality is, the federal government owns those airwaves, and stations like KLZ, Crawford Broadcasting, lease those particular frequencies. Yes, they have a right to that lease, and there's some value there, but the reality is they don't own that frequency. Right, Charlie? That is a leased frequency. So given the fact that you're leasing it, somebody else has control over what goes on at times, i.e. political ads.
I didn't know that. Thanks, John.
There you go. Little tidbit.
I learned something.
That's how that works. That's why you'll hear ads on all sorts of different stations at all different times from all different organizations, and you'll think, that doesn't coincide with what that station talks about. Nope, because by law, they have to sell them the ad, period. Doesn't matter. We could have, for example, on KLZ, somebody that, you know, 118 on the, or 117 on the abortion. Is it 117, Charlie? I can't read. Or one, I think it's 115. Sorry. Hang on. I got it in front of me. Let me occur real quick, just as a side note. So, abortion's 115. So let's just say, for example, there's a group out there that wants abortions. They could come on KLZ and actually run an ad and talk about the benefits of health care for women and abortions and so on, which is a bunch of nonsense. But if they came here and wanted to buy that ad, we'd have to sell it to them. That's how it works. Right, Charlie? He's shaking his head. That's
called
how it
discrimination,
works.
I guess.
Well, the other rule most people don't realize, just as a side note, most folks don't know this, is if we get, you know, Steve House comes on a, you know, weekly basis on Thursdays. If Jason Crow, his counterpart, called me or texted me or emailed me and said, John, I want to come on your program, I have to let Jason on and give him the same airtime I've given Steve if Jason asks. I have no choice. That's the law. That's how it works. Now, he's never called, he's never asked, and he doesn't want to be on, evidently. But if he did, I would let him on because of that law. I would do exactly what the law says and let him on. That's how it works. Most people don't realize that that exists. Equal airtime.
I didn't.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so when it comes to the, and this is another thing I think a lot of folks get confused on, and I think I even do. What's the technical name for making sure I have my ducks in a row before I actually go out and start looking for a house? Do I need a pre-what letter from you?
A pre-approval.
I need a pre-approval, not a pre-qual, but a pre-approval.
A pre-qual is like Lon Chaney. It's invisible. It means nothing to anybody.
Okay.
A pre-approval by law says that you've given me documentation, okay. I've run it through the system, I've taken it to an underwriter, and they said, yes, you're approved at these numbers, all I need is an address with a house that approves it that. Gotcha. That's a pre-approval.
Gotcha.
And that's... before a realtor will take you out nowadays because of the market, and they're not trying to be nasty or rude.
No, just because they've got enough buyers lined up, or if you don't have your ducks in a row, they're not going to waste
their time. Well, the seller's not even going to look at your offer. It could be $50,000 above. Without the pre-approval, they don't care.
Because they don't know if you're even going to get approved to buy.
And they don't
house.
Want to take it off the market because they got plans with their life to move forward. So,
by the way, folks, that even includes if you have enough cash to buy the house, you have to show typically the real estate agent
yes.
that, you know, I've got this much money. Here's my bank statement. I have this money in the bank.
You have to be able to verify you have the money to do it. Yes.
Otherwise, they're going to say, well, who? Yeah, everybody says they have cash.
Yes.
Do you?
They want to see it. Yeah. And you can't, if you're selling a house and you've got plans to move.
You can't argue.
You want
with
it
that.
To go 60, 90, 120 days before it sells? No.
Yeah, you can't. And think of it that way. If you were the one selling the house, how would you look at it in today's market?
That's why lenders put purchases first. They understand that. Yeah. It has to go through the system quickly. So I have a lot of customers that they're already pre-approved for a property. All they got to do now is go find it. We can close quicker.
Which, by the way, folks, just a side note, I know a lot of you may or may not believe this, but trust me when I say this. Right now, there's a ton of houses across the state, not just the metro area, but across the state that are literally selling in 48 hours. And I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes 24, but in a lot of cases, 48, 72 hours. If you don't have your ducks in a row, if you're not out looking at that house, if you're not making an offer on that house, the chances of it being there a week later is slim to none. It's probably not going to be.
And don't trust what you find on the MLS or Zillow. They're gone. All that stuff's gone.
Yeah.
There's many realtors.
They're behind.
many realtors are smart, and they know certain properties they hear about. So they're grabbing their customers. So the minute it's available, that can be shown, they're out there.
Within hours,
you're getting offers.
Just experienced that. And typically the only homes that you're going to find that are on the market a little longer than that are typically ones that maybe don't quite meet everybody's criteria.
Right.
So, for example, you know, maybe they do need some of that redecorating done or some things done on the outside of the house or whatever the case may be. Those might sit on the market a tad longer, but even they eventually are going to get bought up.
Oh, yeah.
It just takes a little longer. But there's, you know, there are still, just a side note, I'll close with this. There are still some bargains out there. You have to shop. You have to know where to look. Get a good realtor. Let them help you through that process. But there are still some great bargains out there. All right. I'll let you give your little closing statement here.
We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our NMLS number is 298191. We are an equal credit lender. Our phone number is 720-895-0500.
All right. And in closing with Kurt, going to talk just a moment about Enchanted Kitchens because they're coming up next. And really, this is where Kurt and they can work together. Believe it or not, the reason Enchanted Kitchens is even here is because of Kurt.
Yep.
Okay. Kurt believes enough in what we do. He knows Enchanted Kitchen guys. You kind of put two and two together. Enchanted Kitchens is now with us. So I mean this sincerely. If you're thinking about doing something with the kitchen, two things you got to do. You got to jump on with Kurt, find out how you're going to get the thing paid for, and jump on with Enchanted Kitchens to get the design and all that done and handled, especially if you're trying to get this done by the end of the year, because you're not going to if you wait much longer.
And when you apply for that loan to get the kitchen, the nice thing is if you have the loan prior to, because as you're going through it, you might want to improve. If you've locked yourself out, you're in trouble.
There you go. So get it done. Get it done now. Call Kurt, 720-895-0500. Enchanted Kitchens is klzradio.com, and their number, 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Again, special thanks to Kurt, just a huge supporter, not only of Rush to Reason, but Fix It Radio, Drive Radio. He's just a big supporter here at KLZ, Haystack Help Radio also. And again, folks, I can't say it enough. If you need any help with the mortgage, any questions even answered, you will not meet a more knowledgeable or nicer guy when it comes to that, and he'll just walk you through whatever you want to do. So tomorrow, right here on Rush to Reason, movies are going to be animals, or you know, movies that have animals as the stars. That's tomorrow's movies. We'll do that at 4 o'clock. We also, in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got some folks from the Boulder Pregnancy Center, Resource Center, that are going to be joining us as well, talking about 115. Mark Smith, as always, will join us at 5:30 as well. But have a great night, folks. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. Don't forget about the town halls tonight. Biden and Trump both. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about both of those. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.